Yeah, you guys are not gonna believe what happened.
What happened?
What happened?
I woke up this morning.
And?
It's Thursday.
Today is Thursday.
Well, so far, that is very believable.
Who do you have?
Well, I brought you the greatest gift of all.
Oh, yeah? What's that?
Loud early morning.
Early morning.
Entertainment.
Well, in that case...
Entertain me!
It's showtime.
Live and local with Monica J. on 92.3 FM and 99.1 FM Talk.
It's the Monica J. Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Thanks for being here this morning. What a morning it is. Absolutely crazy. We got bomb threats in Times Square. We've got a guy sitting in his truck, says he's got a bomb in front of the Library of Congress, and only Joe Biden can detonate it. Well, you know, I'm curious. What's inside the Library of Congress? Why didn't this guy go park in front of the White House? Why didn't he go park someplace else? Why the Library of Congress? Just curious. 884-9910 is the talk and text line. And, of course, 923-FMTalk.com and 991-FMTalk.com. Today's poll question. Should 30 to 40,000 Afghan refugees be allowed into the country and housed on military bases without being vetted? Just flying them straight to this country. Interesting. Texas declares transgender surgeries on children to be illegal child abuse. Should Nevada pass a similar law? 96% said hell yes. Hell yes. I wonder if anybody in the legislature is working on that. I didn't see a whole lot of things like that going through the legislature. What did we see? We saw the theft of domestic water well rights. Just saying. So I found this piece of audio, which I went back and forth last night. Like, should I play it? Should I not play it? Should I play it? Should I not play it? So I finally decided that I was going to play it. This is Dr. Sean Brooks at the Southwest Ohio, I think that's Southwest, it's SW, Ohio School Board meeting. And I don't know if he's being dramatic, but I have seen stories about this. And I find his bluntness pretty inspiring that a doctor would actually, you know, stand up in front of a crowd and say this. But then I found out from across the country, he's not the only one that's saying it. It's just these doctors are being silenced. The MDs, the PhDs, those people who are supposed to be smarter than the rest of us.
My name's Dr. Sean Brooks, PhD, Oxford. I have 48 publications, including 23 books. I've studied health, medicine, anatomy, and physiology for approximately 21 years. Dr. Robert Malone, who created the messenger RNA vaccine, has said no one should ever take these jabs, ever, under any circumstance whatsoever. He created it, and he says don't ever do it. So let me explain what's going to happen to the people who have taken it. Excuse me. The people who have taken it are going to die in the next 6 months to 3 to 5 years. For three reasons. Number one, you have dramatically decreased your own immune system by 35%. The first jab did it by at least 15. The second did it by 35 now. If you take any booster shot, you will die. That's it. You take a flu shot in the future, you will die. The second reason, antibody-dependent enhancement. Antibody-dependent enhancement is what is happening with these jabs with everybody who has taken them. Unless, of course, you've taken a placebo, but there's no way that you would know that. So given that fact, antibody-dependent enhancement tricks the entire body into believing that that the cell that's eating the pathogen is eating it when it isn't. It ends up leading to what's called a cytokine storm, which causes organ failure. That will cause your death, and there's no stopping that. No amount of drugs will stop that. The third thing, blood clotting. Everyone who has taken the jabs is blood clotting. If you don't believe me, there's a way you can find out. Take what's called a D-dimer test. What that does is that detects blood clotting at the microscopic level. They're cutting full blood clots out of people right now. As I'm talking to you, millions have died from the jabs. In your last meeting, you advocated for people to take the jabs potentially in the future, along with wearing masks. And I heard parents say the same thing. So to the parents who are actually considering jabbing their own children, you're going to sterilize them permanently. People who have taken the jabs are sterilized. 80% of women who have been jabbed have lost their children in the first trimester. You can't have kids. You've also injected yourself with the equivalent of HIV. You can now no longer breastfeed, donate blood, donate organs, donate blood plasma, nor bone marrow. If you don't believe me, try to donate blood and blood plasma and find out what happens. You will be denied, unless, of course, you live in California, in which case they're allowing people to donate toxic blood with spike proteins in it. The jabs create spike proteins. They're in the jabs themselves, and they create it by snapping your RNA in half. You are no longer a human anymore. You are something else, and you are susceptible to countless diseases. Now, here's what's going to happen in the future very quickly.
So you have 15 seconds.
Great. I don't know what percentage of your staff has taken the jabs, but your school is going to close. You will not stay open. You will close because they will fall ill and they will die. That will happen in all of your buildings. It's already happening.
All right, thank you, sir.
I bet it is. Thanks. It's already happening. Sir. Good luck, because nothing can stop what's coming.
Thank you, sir.
Oh, you're not supposed to clap. You're not supposed to make noise after presentations. Yeah, they weren't going to hold that one back. Good for him. Good for him, because so many others, like, well, as he pointed out there, Dr. Malone, the creator of the mRNA vaccine, detecting this, he's been silenced. Dr. McCullough has been silenced. Dr. Clauda has been silenced. The American frontline doctors being silenced. Bringing lawsuits takes time. That's why you have to make your own decision to say no. Because you can. They're trying to make you believe that you can't, but you can. Could you imagine if, so this isn't hypothetical. I know of a company that has now mandated the shot by, it's either September or October, or working conditions will be extremely restricted, or people will be flat out let go. So as far as numbers can tell, in one area, about 80% of their staff is going to walk out. How many companies out there, how many school districts, how many hospitals, how many fast food joints can handle 80% of their employees walking out and saying no? What do you think is going to happen to that business? That's what the mom and pop shops are being forced to do. Are they? No, they're not. They're just not looking into their rights. Yes, as I said, lawsuits take time. But why not just take the time? Why not wait to see how this shot is going to turn out when you have a 99.6% survivability rate? So if you get it, yeah, you'll be miserable. I was. Ugh. Totally miserable. And then, of course, I had to torture my husband and made him miserable. But you know what? He never got it from me. Our bodies are designed to fight this stuff off. Yeah, it's a little bit harder when it's man-made in a lab and turned into a bioweapon, but you know what? We can survive it. And we're stronger for it. But when you inject things into your body that tell your body to stop, creates more problems for your immune system. Because the media is flat out lying to you. Check the actual numbers of people that are being admitted into hospitals. You can see the bed counts. You can see the counts of people who have COVID. If hospitals are being overwhelmed, it's not because of COVID. It's because of other things. Do your research. The data's right there in front of you.
This is not headline news. Britney Spears' boyfriend says she'll be back on stage soon. And judging by her recent Instagram posts, it'll be a small stage with a pole in the middle. Today is Matthew Perry's birthday. He's now 52. Dollars overdrawn in his checking account. Coachella will feature vaccine mandates. Literally, one of the stages will feature a band called the Vaccine Mandates. Facebook extended its work-from-home policy to January of next year. To make sure employees got the news, it was posted on TikTok. And a new survey found that the average worker only spends 4 hours and 12 minutes a day actively working during an 8-hour workday. Great to know that the average worker has so much in common with the radio profession. This is not headline news.
FM News and Talk of Nevada.
It gives me great honor to introduce
The Monica Jay Show,
a patriot of the first order,
on FM Talk 99.1.
KKFT
92.3 FM Talk.
Got your opinions and I got mine.
Oh, and we need to share them. So many people don't share their opinions, don't voice their concerns. And we get shouted down when we do, but that's okay. Just keep calm and keep sharing the information with your friends and your family, and you'll find out that our numbers are greater than those who are, you know, the naysayers out there, whatnot. As we are finding out, the news continues to roll out. U.S. weapons seized by the Taliban. Black Hawk helicopters, A-29, Super Tucano attack aircraft, U.S.-made M4 carbines, M16 rifles, AK-47s, U.S. Humvees, and mine-resistant ambush-protected vehicles. Yeah, all seized by the Taliban. And you would think that the military would be tracking all of this. Well, just in case you missed the press conference, this is what happens when you have people promoted through diversity. This is what happens when you don't search out the best people for the job. You just have to make sure that, okay, we have one white person, two black people, three Hispanics, but, you know, we need to make this diverse, which even the medical field is doing now. Really? Don't you want the best doctor working on you? Not someone that was put in through diversity? Yeah. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin. Yeah. Asked a question. He was asked the question. Couldn't come up with any answers yesterday, so he had to pass it on to General Milley, the woke general. But this is coming out of the Gateway Pundit. It is literally the Biden effect. The U.S. has lost several military aircraft that were flown out of Afghanistan. And they say, or at least Austin here says, that they have no idea how many were lost or where they're at. They think they were flown to Uzbekistan and Kajikistan. Really? The world's greatest military, the greatest might that people have ever seen, the reason why the world is still here today and we haven't blown ourselves up, because they do peacekeeping. And we can't find our planes. Yeah. Sleep safe, America. Your generals and defense secretaries are at work. To the men and women in the military who sacrifice every day, I want to personally apologize to you for not paying more attention in the past for what elected representatives were doing and not doing. You deserve better than Lloyd Austin, Defense Secretary, and woke General Mark Milley. And for any parents or military men and women out there that listen, don't worry about your future with them mandating the shot, because it's illegal. They can blow all the smoke that they want. They can stomp their feet and stamp their hands. You have to take this. You're going to be out. Just keep saying no. See where it lands. You have rights. You may sign your life over to the military when you sign up, but you still have rights as a human being. We all do. For schools threatening to, you're going to have to homeschool, you're going to have, you know what? That's the best thing that could happen for your kids right now. Yank them out. A week, 2 weeks. I mean, hell, they've already lost a year and a half. What is another 2 weeks going to do? It's going to let the school district know, all school districts know, that you're not going to put up with this. And as I'm learning, because I go off on the Washoe County School District, it's not just Washoe County. It's Carson City as well. And the Carson District Board is having a big meeting on the 24th. So put that on your calendars. It's going to be at the community center, and it's going to be packed. And fortunately, there's also going to be a special guest speaker there, Dr. Schallenberger. And he's going to be speaking directly to the board and speaking about what's going on with kids and the masks and the vaccines and the all the rest of the BS. You can't be forced to do this. And when they say you have to do it, say prove it. Because I don't have to do anything. It's the Monica Jay Show.
Right now, there is only one radio station talking about what's going on in Northern Nevada. Live and local, right now. 99.1 KKFT. For Smith and Mason Valley, 92.3 FM Talk.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. How you doing this morning? It is so nice to look outside and be able to actually see my neighbors and see the buildings around us and see blue sky and, you know, be able to wave and be seen. Oh, this smoke has literally ruined the summer. And it's just going to continue until we get these wildfires under control. Do you know why schools take attendance? Do you think it's just to make sure that your child is there for their benefit? No. That's not the reason. The reason schools take attendance every single day is to make sure they get paid. And that's why I say, keep your kids home. Show the school districts that you're serious about not teaching critical race theory. By not teaching kids to hate or to feel they're hated. That's what happens. Until they start teaching the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, the Federalist Papers, let them know that you're mad, that your child is not getting the education that you are paying for, that all of us are paying for. And instead, they're getting an indoctrination. So I posted a letter on my webpage, 991fmtalk.com, 923fmtalk.com. An interaction between students and a teacher. Well, the site is freegalena@gmail.com, but the teacher, from what I have found out, is not from Galena. He's from another school in the district. A special ed teacher. So, make sure you check out my webpage. You can see it there. And for all the people who are texting me, and Monica, who was that doctor that you had on the audio from earlier? I will post that in a little bit on the site as well. So you can share it with your family. I post the majority, unless the link breaks and will not let me do it. I make sure that I get this information to you. Because if I put it on my Facebook, it gets censored. Yeah. So I put it on my webpage so you can actually get a hold of it and share it. Let's go to the talk and text lines on the Monica Jay Show, 884-9910. Check in with Brian this morning. Wants to talk about COVID. Hey, Brian.
Morning, Monica.
What's on your mind?
Hey, I got a family member and a neighbor who both came down with COVID at the same time. Neither of them had shots. Didn't take a shot. We recommended they go see Dr. Dalton. They both went there, got a shot, and the next day, they were perfect. No temperature, no fever, no headaches, nothing, all gone.
It's amazing, Brian, when people actually get treated for a virus that is going around. Thank you, Brian, for calling in and giving this information. You know, Dr. Dalton and I don't agree on everything. But he was giving Regeneron when it was an experimental treatment. Now Regeneron has been approved by the FDA. So there are treatments. There's prophylactic drugs, the hydroxychloroquine and the ivermectin that can keep you from getting sick and knocking it out. There's Regeneron that can help get it out of your system if you've gotten really sick. I'm not hearing good things about Remdesivir. I'm hearing horrible things about Remdesivir, that the side effects are worse than, you know, what it's treating for. So I'm sticking with just, if I get anything, if it comes back, I'm using Regeneron. That's my own personal opinion. But here's the deal. All you have to do is follow the money. Doctors won't prescribe it. They're being threatened by the American Medical Association that they will lose their license. Who started? I know you're getting tired of hearing this, but I'm getting tired of saying it. Who started the American Medical Association? Who started the big hospitals and foundations that basically control all of our medical industry? The Rockefellers. The Rothschilds. All the same names. All the same players. All you have to do is follow the money. Let's go back and follow your phone calls at 884-9910. Steve wants to talk about the smoke. Hi, Steve.
Hi, how you doing?
Good. Are you breathing easy?
Well, today a little bit better because you can see the skies are a little kind of a milky blue, you know?
Yeah.
But yeah. But I've been watching the skies for a long time, and nobody seems to talk about this much anymore. Excuse me, I'm not very good on the radio, kind of shy, if you know what I mean. But I noticed that right now, the smoke's on the mountain, the Sierras. I'm going somewhere, so I'm driving. And I see the skies are spraying the skies on top of the smoke to make it look apparently worse, you know? And I think, you know, what I feel about this spraying, the chemtrail thing, whatever they want to call it, whatever they call it, okay? I think that's what's causing a lot of our moisture problems, you know, the droughts. Because every time a storm comes in, they just roll out this spray on top of the clouds. It's above the clouds, you know, and it's stopping our rainflow, especially in California. I've been watching this for years. I've been here for 25 years. We used to get nice thunder showers around 2:30, 3 o'clock in the evening, afternoon, I mean. They would come in, we get a downpour from you know where. And not no more. Not since they've been doing this. Nevada used to have the bluest, ocean blue, white cotton puffy clouds. Not anymore. Now it's all milky, hazy. It's just annoying. So I just wanted to bring that up.
I'm glad you did, Steve. It's called geoengineering. And that's, you know, their fancy name for controlling the weather, controlling what goes on.
Exactly. I think, Steve, it needs to be talked about more often. Yes,
it does, because people are still denying the fact that there are chemtrails, and the government has even come out. So the people who are saying, "Oh no, that's a bunch of BS," it's like, really? So the government has come out and admitted that that is what they're doing, and yet these people still don't believe it. They say it's a conspiracy theory.
Right. Yeah. And another thing, too, I noticed that they had a pattern. It was like, you know, they spray the skies in a checkerboard fashion, okay? Now they're not doing that as much. They're doing it later in the night, in the early mornings. So you can't see them doing it, but it's just a haze now, a thick haze, if you know what I mean.
Yep. I know exactly what you're talking about. Steve, until
and
people...
one more thing.
until people wake up, you know, we can keep saying it, but they're not going to believe it until it's too late.
Right. And one more thing about it, if you don't mind. Last summer we had the fires. The wind would blow the smoke out. You could see the mountains again. Okay. This winter that we just passed, the mountains have been hazy all winter. That's after a storm comes through. They've been jumping over the Sierras real hard with this chemtrail stuff. Maybe that's who's causing the fires, huh? You think? Huh. I wonder if that's a possibility.
Well, that and, you know, keeping water away from the ground. That's making
exactly.
It dry like tinder and not cleaning up the forest like they should be. Steve, thanks for the call.
Exactly.
And you get back to paying attention to driving and you drive safely. Thank you for calling into the program. Always remember, though, if, you know, make sure it's hands-free and that you're still paying attention to the road. So let's see. Jim just sent me this. If unvetted terrorist aliens want to come to the U.S., they should enter through the southern border like everyone else. No special deals for Afghanis. Oh, Jim. Thanks for putting a smile on my face.
Get more Monica in your life. Go to 99.1fmtalk.com. Click on the podcast tab.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Thanks for being here. Jesse, you're absolutely right. Everybody's got an opinion when it comes to what's going on in Afghanistan. Jesse says that we owe the Afghan people nothing. They have had 20 years to train for this. The fact that it only took days to take over the country is entirely their fault. We never should have been there for this long. We should have sent our message, destroyed their country, and left. I never understood rebuilding a country after we destroy it. How are we to ever learn the lesson? Yep. That's pretty much it. You know, I'm getting it from both sides that, hey, you know, the military pulled out, the contractors pulled out, they pulled out the fuel, they pulled out, you know, the ammo. But then again, more Afghans have died fighting for their country than American troops. So they were willing to fight for this. So where's the problem? There'll be hearings. There'll be, you know, a lot of people armchair quarterbacking. But really, it's up to the Afghan people to either leave, move to a different country, or live under the Taliban rule. It's not up to us to decide for them. It's up to the American military to protect this country and its citizens. So, where do we go from here? We call every single day demanding that Americans be rescued from Afghanistan and brought home. There's so much going on right now. And it brings your energy level down. It brings your hope down. But don't worry. It will get better. Because we're seeing everything that's going on. We're seeing how a Democrat-controlled government reacts and treats American citizens. They leave them behind. And I'm not just talking about Afghanistan. They leave American citizens on the streets of Reno, along the riverbanks. They leave them behind. They leave behind the kids. The psychological damage, we're not going to know for some time. And where are all the psychologists who should be talking about the mental issues? Well, they're being silenced because that's what social media does. You get us hooked on this information facilitating us to get the word out about, oh, what we eat, take pictures of our food, tell the family where we're at and on vacation. Yet when the real information needs to get out, Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, they deny you access to it. That's censorship. This just coming in from Gateway Pundit. Twitter suspends accounts of elected Afghan officials. Keeps up the Taliban terrorist accounts. Let's bring that home. Twitter suspends the President of the United States accounts, yet leaves up BLM, Antifa, all of those rioters causing mayhem and havoc. People say, get off of it. Don't use it. Well, if we close down our social media accounts because we're frustrated with that, then we don't see what they're doing. And they just have a information highway of communicating with each other. But just so you know, there is some good news coming out of this, because a court has decided that the Twitter child porn sex trafficking case will go forward. And that is huge. John Doe versus Twitter Inc. I can't wait to see how this turns out. Keep your eyes open. Keep your ears open. Be prepared for anything. And just know that, well, we will see false flags. We're at that turning point now where something is going to happen so they can say, oh, well, we need to do this to keep you safe. All under the guise of removing your freedoms even more. Just like the Patriot Act. But it's going to be worse. So I guess it's not just like the Patriot Act. It's worse than the Patriot Act. So be ready. Because it's coming. But it doesn't matter what they throw at us. Doesn't matter what's to come if we're prepared for anything. Man inside of a truck outside the Library of Congress has surrendered. He's been taken down. Bomb threat in Times Square turned out to be nothing. Just be ready. It's the Monica Jay Show. Always giving you the information that you need, that the other guys won't share with you. Love you. Have a great day.